joined by the star of the series, a three-game sweep of the Canmore Eagles, Ben Giesbrecht, all the way back to the regular season. Certainly not the finish you'd been hoping for. Down the stretch, you guys had so many one-goal losses. How did you guys manage as a team to turn the page, and yourself in particular, to come out in the playoffs and just put the best foot forward?
We did have a bit of a disappointing end, especially on my part. Didn't have like a too strong of a finish, so we just thought, playoffs coming, new chapter in the book, so let's just start off on the right foot and just give it our best and see what happens. And then our best turned out to be a sweep, so it's looking good, and we're excited for the next round. So yeah.
The last 2 years, you've played the majority of the games against the Canmore Eagles. Just how well do you know this team?
Yeah, I know them pretty well. A lot of the guys, I know their first two lines pretty well, their tendencies and stuff like that. So it's good in that aspect. And then, but they threw some things I didn't recognize a whole lot. So it was good too. Yeah, it was a fun series.
And obviously, to come back after 53 saves in Game 1, 57 in Game 2, 51 here in the clincher that goes to overtime tonight, how in the zone did you feel in this series?
Yeah, I felt pretty good, but also, like, the 20 guys that are in there, too. Like, they help me every shift. They're out there blocking shots, giving it their best. So it's not just on one guy, that's for sure. It's a team effort out there, and we brought it every game. So hopefully we can do the same the next series and see what happens.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about it right from the 20-year-olds, which obviously you're one. Landon Gross gets two game-winning goals. Great minutes from Austin Holmes as a blue liner, and James Gomm, you know, playing his role in the fourth line as well. Just talk about your group of 20-year-olds.
Yeah, we're a tight-knit group, that's for sure. We just know that we need to lead by example, and then that's the best that we can do, and show the young guys what it takes to win in playoff hockey. So hopefully we can keep doing that and setting a good example for the guys that are coming behind us.
Up and down the lineup, you got contributions from your rookies as well, including plenty of goals in this little bit. How proud are you of the way that, you know, guys were able to step in the playoffs for the first time and do great things for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Our rookies were awesome. They stepped up their game. Everybody stepped up their game. We have huge goal contributions from Power. He had maybe like 5-6 points a series, so that's big. We needed that out of him. So hopefully we can get more contributions from more guys here, and that we'll take everybody to beat Brooks. So hopefully we can get all that contribution, and then we'll see what happens.
This, I don't know the total facts, but 37 points behind a team in the standings, and to finish off a sweep as a 7 versus a 2. This is among the biggest upsets, if not the, in AJHL history. How did you guys do it, Ben?
We just said collectively as a group that we're just going to put our heads down and go to work, and whatever happens is going to happen. The outcome is going to take care of itself. So that's what we did. We went out there every game, put our heads down, and just worked hard. And then we got good bounces. Pucks went our way, and then it just worked out in the end. So, yeah.
Landon Gross is able to score the overtime winner thanks to a tying goal by Tyr Thompson. Just your reaction when you guys finished the comeback to get it to overtime.
Yeah, I was pretty ecstatic on the bench when we scored that third one. I was jumping up and down, and then quickly was like, oh, we got to get back in there, so let's go. And then when overtime came, just kind of reset, and then just got right back in the game. So, yeah, it was a great goals by those two guys.
Yeah, and take us through knowing that the series is over when you saw Landon's shot to hit the net.
Yeah, it was just a sigh of relief. Like, it was a close game. We had a couple breakaways before that Bontorin made some good saves. So we just kind of bared down at the end. And when I saw that going, just skated the other end as fast as I could. So it's a pretty good feeling, and we'll ride it tonight. But then tomorrow we'll come back to work and just practice hard this week and get ready for Brooks.
Your captain and your coaching staff, how have they delivered a message that you guys have bought into here as you headed into the playoffs?
Yeah, we've been with them all year. Like, every time they've said something to us, like, we've taken it, we thought about it, that's for sure. And then they're our leaders, they're our captains, so we're just looking up to them, and they're guiding the ship in the right direction right now. So hopefully there's a lot of passion going out right now, so hopefully we can use that well.